Joshua Jesty, bad for me. And that's pretty much what I think every time we've got him in studio.
Oh, jeez.
What are you not sure what to do with
this,
that?
This headphone that isn't plugged in anywhere. How am I going to hear the morning zoo sounds you put over my voice?
Wait. That requires to have a budget. So that's not going to happen.
All right, we're fine. So, hold on. We got it. Nope, the other.
Live radio.
All right, there we go. We're set.
Technology. We're doing a radio show.
How you doing, Josh?
Doing okay.
It's been what, like 3 weeks since we've had you in studio last?
Yeah, but it was a very important 3 weeks.
Okay.
Recorded six more records and saved a couple. Shut down a couple circuses.
six more records. How many? What's the new series then?
I was just somebody asked me what was next for me, and I said, "Well, I kind of want to take a break after making like these four records and just kind of take a moment to breathe. But I could make like a 17 record set about how America's malls are closing. And now that I've said it, I have to do it. So well, here I go.
For those that have forgotten, explain what the series of discs were and what the new disc that you're releasing on Friday is.
Cool. Well, I didn't really make much noise about it until this last one came out because I had to actually make sure I saw all my way through the project. But but it's a series of four EPs that I called Like Rabbits, and because all the cover images are rabbits. And when I initially said it, I just said, that's what it's going to be, and I don't know what it means. And then with each EP, I just seem to be chronicling different happenings that were going on in my life.
Why do you like rabbits so much?
I don't know, because they appear in... Have you ever read Watership Down?
Mm-mm.
That'll change your life.
I was bit
I know
by
we're
a
not supposed to promote anything here, but yeah. Let's talk. We can talk about books, right? I mean, they kind of get trampled on in society.
Right? Open forum. Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, have at it. Go for it.
No, Watership Down. If you read that, I don't know. I just like that. I like how rabbits are used in all sorts of mythology as different things, you know, from, Alice in Wonderland and like being a sign of fertility and, in the South Park episode. I just like how rabbits have always popped up. And then I myself, after reading Watership Down, bought a rabbit. And I named the rabbit Hazel after the lead character of Watership Down. And then, I was in like a little bit of a downturn in my life, and my rabbit started hanging out with me all the time until I finally got up off the couch. And so I was like, well, I'll just kind of dedicate it to Hazel then by doing this rabbit thing, you know?
Does Hazel know that it's been dedicated to?
No.
Will Hazel be at the show Friday?
No, considering that her whole life is 95% fearing whatever's happening, I don't suppose being allowed around a loud rock show will help her.
All right. Well, the disc name.
Oh, the disc name is called... Oh, go ahead, Eric.
It's your fault everything's all right?
It is, Eric. It is your fault everything's all right.
I think that's a compliment.
That's my charm and my wit. You know, that's what I'm selling, right? Jesty's charm and wit.
Is that what people are buying?
Well, if they were, that'd be what they would be getting themselves into, yes.
This interview is going really weird.
I'm so confused at this point. Want to play a track?
Look, you're not going to get Jesty's charm and wit from Eric. You know, you only get Eric's charm and wit from him. You know,
I'm agreeing with you.
That's a head shake if you're listening closely.
All right.
Is no. That's the air passing between the ears.
Let's play another track off the disc.
Sure.
You're the Worst?
Sure.
This is one of those that you picked out. We'll talk about it in a minute. Here's You're the Worst by Joshua Jesty on Near Rocks.
I want to tell you, you look
Joshua Jesty, You're the Worst, here on Neo Rocks. He's releasing his new disc, if I can talk clearly. It's Your Fault, Everything's All Right. It's this Friday at Mahal's.
And I'm the best. Better than Eric. The song wasn't over yet.
You didn't know.
That was the crux of the song.
You should have warned me.
That was the hidden version there.
the hidden track.
Yes.
So what's your band name this time?
We're sticking with Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels this time around.
Same band name we've twice in a row?
Yeah, we've used it two or three times. But I think it's good, you know?
It's all right.
Everybody feared that if Obama came into office, there'd be Death Panels. And there are, so... Fox, take heed. I don't know.
So give us a rundown of the show. Who else is playing along with you?
Well, let's see. Who else is playing with me on the show? Well, there's The Quickening. I know that for certain. I know The Quickening's playing.
Great band.
And then, oh, yeah, this guy, Jason Patrick Myers.
Yeah.
We're gonna give him a shot. We're going to bring him into the big leagues.
I hope I don't disappoint there, Skipper.
Almost tempted if I wasn't afraid of what you might ask, just having you interview him first.
Oh, no, no. This is all about Joshua Jesty.
We've tried that. We've tried that in the past. It didn't.
I'm a boring interview. You don't want that. It's all about Joshua Jesty.
Jason, you got any new stuff coming up? You got any new stuff being released here?
Yes.
About what's your expected release date?
2015.
You gonna have anybody on that show, maybe?
August,
put you on their release show?
August 2025.
I was thinking about having bands and sound and guitars and people.
That sounds like a very Radiohead-like project.
Yeah.
I'll be excited to hear that.
You'll be the first to know, Joshua Jesty, what's going on in the world of Jason Patrick Myers.
Fair enough.
This is getting weirder. I didn't think it could get weirder. Now it's getting weirder. This is awesome. I like it.
Hey, I tried to interview him. I tried, and then he just got weird. Well, I'm just going to talk about me.
It's what he does.
Hey, everybody.
That works.
Hey, everybody listening to this radio show who hasn't been scared away by the weirdness of Jason Patrick Myers. How about you come out Friday and see the actual weirdness of Jason Patrick Myers in person,
followed by
The Quickening.
And Joshua Jesty, of course.
Yes, yes.
You've taught me well, Joshua Jesty, about the weirdness. Eric doesn't know what to do. We could have our own radio show now.
Should we say the name of the venue I'm playing at, or should we just make it like a secret thing? Just walk around and start yelling for us and see.
Give the address and tell people to Google it. Like, figure it out for yourself.
It's 20 paces across from the Madison Public Library. It's at Mahal's. It's Mahal's. Mahal's. Mahal's.
Have we figured that out yet?
No.
Okay. Like, what do we? I don't know what it's called.
Maybe if I'm there on Friday, I'll ask somebody that works there.
It's probably like Millie's. It's just probably pronounced. It's spelled Mahal's, but it's pronounced Millie's. Millie's 20 Lane.
So I've got to tell you, now that this interview has gone to you know what, I was really happy that you asked me to play on the show, but you didn't offer me any bowling passes or anything. I was a little bit upset about that.
Well, what you get is, I think, a drink ticket, or maybe two, of the non-premium beer.
Okay.
And then you have the opportunity after that to run into any of the bowling lanes and grab a ball from somebody and throw it down. Preferably down the lane. And just yell, rock star. Those are every time you do that, it's free.
And if the police come?
then
you get a free ride to the police station.
Nice!
Or you get to play Outrun the Policeman.
Oh, I've already done
it. I wouldn't do that one.
Or you get to play Taser Time. I don't know. But preferably do that while yelling no regrets. It's the only way to experience that.
I forget the bowling. I just want to play music with you. That's it.
That'll be good, too.
Yeah.
Or we can roll bowling balls across the stage during your set, and you can just jump over them. Add a little more excitement to the show, right? A little more visual. Yeah, my I don't, one and hoop bowling ball.
I don't think I want to play this show anymore.
Now you just want to see it.
Or do we get to use bowling balls as tomatoes?
No, but you get to call. We get to call each other throughout the whole night and ask if we have 10-pound balls.
You know what? Here's another track. Let It Fall Apart by Joshua Jesty. Very appropriate.
Sunrise, sunset, all day in bed. Take me, take me. That joke. Your mouth more. Take me, take me. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay. I will be there to hold on to. Whisper. Let's go, take me, take me. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay. I will be there to hold on to. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay. I will be there to hold on to. To hold on to, go, time freeze. Take me, take me. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay. I will be there to hold on to. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay. I will be there to hold on to. Let it fall apart, let it fade away and decay.
Joshua Jesty, Let It Fall Apart here on Neo Rocks. He's playing Mahal's 20 Lanes this Friday night, releasing his new disc, Everything.
It's your fault, Everything.
It's your fault, right. Everything is all right. And
never one for the short title.
This is the shortest band name that you've had, Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels.
Possibly.
It's one of the easiest for us to actually spit out, because you've had some that have been... Then we've looked at and gone, Josh, no. It's Joshua Jesty. That's it. That's all he's getting. But playing Friday night, Mahal's 20 Lanes. Show starts at what time?
Well, doors open at 8. Show starts at 9.
Show starts with?
Jason Patrick Myers.
Yep.
Then the Quickening.
And the Quickening.
And then you.
Yes.
And, of course, it's the CD release. Where can people go to find out more information about it?
You can just Google Joshua Jesty in the Googles. You can go to thejoshuaweb.net. You can go joshuajesty.bandcamp. And you can see all, I mean, if you go to thejoshuaweb.net, you'll just click the big button that says music. And it'll take you right to the Bandcamp. And then you can see the whole 4-EP set in all its digital glory. You can bask in that.
And knowing you, the next is already in the works and in your head. Or are you taking a break?
It's not that I'm taking a break. It's just at the exact moment that I finished this EP, I also like graduated and moved. So it was kind of – it was very stressful to actually get all that done, you know? Like, life is hard. You know, I don't know if you guys know this. I'm too busy in my rock star ivory tower usually, but life is kind of difficult at times, you know? So, yeah, there's always like that fear that you'll just never, like once you finish a record, you're like, will I ever have anything else to say musically? And then, like the other day, I started noodling around and making some stuff. So there will be more stuff on the way, but I'm gonna take my time with it because I'm really proud of this whole 4-EP thing, and it's really... I'm probably going to take all 4 of them and package them together so it'll be like a quad EP / double record kind of thing.
Picture book?
I'm going to make a little box set. I'm going to package it in a little Easter basket. It's going to be adorable. Limited edition. All the Jesty you could ever want. And then after that, maybe I'll go into to having my reissue anniversaries of the other records that people have been ignoring that are 5 and 6 and 7 years old. And then I'll slap them with the new stuff. But, you know, I've got a few other projects I'm working on that aren't me, believe it or not, and then I'll get back to me.
Well, all right. Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels this time around, playing at Mahal's 20 Lanes this Friday night at Mahal's 8 o'clock doors. You're last on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, check it out. TheJoshuaWeb.net.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. The show, the website's going to be fun, I guess. There's a rabbit on it. The show is going to be really fun. So,
all right, Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As we've got one last track and very something about this disc. It's very appropriate for this interview.
Yeah, it sounds like a very negative disc, but I think
it's not.
It's not.
But name the track, She Wants to Disappear. Here it is on Neo Rocks. Josh, thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. Bye.
I used to try to keep her ashore. I really do feel she got what she wished for. She's a stuck in my head. Not the kind of disappears, she just fades away. She's not the kind of disappears, she just fades away.